بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Ramadan Quran Reflection taken from Juz 9. This reflection is a special and a very much needed reflection for all of us, and soon inshallah you'll see why. Throughout the life of humans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many examples from the Prophet's lives that righteousness prevails corruption. Said Musa to his people in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayat 129, Seek help through Allah and be patient. Indeed, the earth belongs to Allah. He causes to inherit it from he whom He wills of His servants, and the best outcome is for the righteous. Let us take a look at these ayats from Juz 9 alone. But certainly, there are many more to show the prevalence of righteousness over the corruption. In the life of Shu'aib, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayat 91, So the earthquake seized them, and they became within their homes, corpse fallen prone. Again in Surah Al-A'raf, in Ayat 96, And if only the people of the cities had believed and feared Allah, we would have opened upon them blessings from the heavens and the earth. But they denied the messengers, so we seized them for what they were earning. The life of Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. So we took the tribulation from them, and we drowned them in the sea, because they denied our signs, and were heedless of them. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayat 136. And we caused the people who had been oppressed to inherit the eastern region of the land and the western ones, which we had blessed. And the good word of your Lord was fulfilled for the children of Israel, because of what they had patiently endured. And we destroyed all the Firaun and his people were producing and what they had been building. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayat 137. As you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning the corruptors of a painful punishment that will certainly come to all in a matter of time. So what about in our times? Is this going to also happen now or soon? Certainly, Allah said, and His word is the truth, and that is righteousness will prevail corruption. In these times, we all are very aware that corruption has affected many people all over the world. Now, what does this all mean for us? This means that the hastening of our Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is drawing nearer and nearer. We are certain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill the earth with justice through our Imam, and the righteousness will prevail over the corruption. So what is our duties? We need to prepare ourselves for this time by learning about our Imam and our religion. We need to seek the knowledge, even if we need to swim the ocean to obtain that knowledge. We need to rid the vices in us so it doesn't hold us down like a heavy boulder. We have to stand firm in our beliefs so nothing can shake us. And that way we prepare to accept the Imam when he comes and not reject him and become one of the losers. Let us prepare, because the time is not that far away. Wa akhiru dawana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.